With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Today through Saturday, the Salish Pend'Oreille tribal community will be remembering their ancestors by retracing their steps. This Saturday will mark 125 years since the Bitterroot Salish were forcibly removed from the Bitterroot Valley, traveling 3 days to the Flathead Reservation in Arlee. Anna Whiting Sorrell is a Salish tribal member who helped organize the walk.
To think about how old people and young people and mamas with babies did this walk, never having been to where they were going with only what they're carrying. And it was, you know, the start of the winter season. And so when you think about that emotionally, I think that's as hard as it is physically.
The return to the homeland walk started this morning at the Jocko Church on the Flathead Reservation.
If I were to describe the people that are walking, I would say that it is absolute determination. There are young people, there are little kids being carried. We have people on horseback. This morning we had people riding bikes. We have non-Indians and Indians alike. It is just a wide, wide range of people with hope and determination.
Their ultimate destination is St. Mary's Church in Stevensville, where they will visit the gravesites of tribal elders.
This isn't a protest, nor is it a celebration. It is an honoring and remembering those people that came before us and what they did and how they survived so that we can be here today.
They plan on camping along the way, stopping near Missoula and Florence. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.